You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. This is a live program, and we invite your calls. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. We'll be taking your calls live in just a few moments. As just mentioned, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, 888-275-4265. Our contact information, write it down if you haven't done so already. On the web, equip.org, via the mailbox, 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And our resource consultants is always standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. I was thinking just today about Hillary Clinton and her words, and she was very, very adamant when she said, whether you call them ISIS or ISIL, I refuse to call them the Islamic State. Why? Because they are neither Islamic or a state. Barack Obama stands in full agreement with this Clintonian dogmatism, because in solidarity with Clinton, he clings to the belief that the teachings and the practices of the Islamic State, by the way, currently under the leadership of a PhD in Quranic studies, have nothing whatsoever to do with what they in common hold to be the religion of peace. And what is more, in the considered opinion of the Obama administration, the Islamic State does not pose a particularly significant problem to Western civilization. You might recall that he famously opined in 2014 that he thought that there was a substantive distinction between the capacity and reach of a bin Laden and a network that is actively planning major terrorist plots against the homeland. So he saw this distinction between bin Laden and his network versus jihadists who are engaged in various local power struggles and disputes, something he relegated the Islamic State to. In fact, he compared ISIL, his preferred acronym for the Islamic State, to a junior varsity basketball team. He said the analogy we use around here sometimes, and I think it's accurate, is if a JV team puts on a Lakers uniform, it doesn't make them Kobe Bryant. Of course, long before Obama's condescending caricature, the Islamic State had already amassed fighters and weaponry in proximity to Syria's border with Turkey. And then in March of 2013, they seized the northern city of Raqqa and they made it capital of a new Islamic caliphate. And while all of this is JV for Obama, it is nothing short of genocide for Christians. You might recall that the Islamic fighters took captive Christians who didn't flee. They turned the churches into mosques. They forbade crosses, Bible reading, prayer in public, and they demanded that the Christians pay in gold a jizya, a poll tax, all in exchange for their protection. And then in jaundiced viciousness, this alleged JV team constructed crosses in a central square by attaching 2x4s to light poles, and then they hung their victims crucifixion style. And that was not all. The holding cells in Raqqa housed hostages, including children who, according to a UN fact-finding mission, were killed or publicly executed. These are kids. Crucified. Beheaded. Stoned. In fact, the UN fact-finding mission reported the capture of young girls for sexual purposes as well. Girls as young as 12. And there are reports that there were even younger girls involved. And despite this widespread carnage, the message that continues to be telegraphed by the Obama administration has been crystal clear. The United States is not, as yet, ready to engage a junior varsity terrorist organization. And I was in New York yesterday, participated in a conversation with Donald Trump. And while there, I heard of an act of unimaginable censorship where the administration redacts the words of the Islamic terrorist Omar Mateen, now famous for the Orlando massacre, in order to buttress a narrative. This is buttressing a narrative that the Islamic terrorism around the world has nothing to do with Islam. And that despite the reality that Mateen identified himself as an Islamic soldier with pledged allegiance to Muhammad, to the Islamic State, and to Baghdadi. And here's something else. You know, it's become popular to depict the Islamic State devotees as savages or animals. That's in vogue. But we should also be aware of the fact that these so-called brute beasts are anything but unsophisticated. If you listen to the narrative, well, they're poor, they're downtrodden, they're unsophisticated. Look, the truth of the matter is their leader, the leader of the Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is progeny of a deeply devoted Muslim cleric. You don't hear that all that often today. He's an instructor of Quranic recitation in a mosque located on the eastern edge of the Sunni triangle north of Baghdad. And from childhood on, Baghdadi faithfully immersed himself in Quranic studies. And then after graduation from the University of Baghdad, I think it was back in 1996, he devotes himself to a master's program in Quranic recitation, and thereafter a doctoral curriculum in Quranic studies. Again, anything but unsophisticated, uneducated, easily led. No, a doctoral curriculum in Quranic studies. And then back somewhere around 2007, he received an earned PhD. The PhD was in Quranic sciences and was subsequently a step to being appointed supervisor of the Islamic State Sharia Committee. And alongside Quranic proficiency, Baghdadi was proficient in Islamic history and geography as well. In fact, that's precisely why he renamed himself Abu Bakr. He did so in honor of the first caliph and favored father-in-law of Muhammad. And by the way, Baghdadi in honor of Baghdad, of course, which is the famed capital of the Abbasid dynasty, widely considered the quintessential caliphate of the Islamic Empire. So these people are not as communicated so broadly, unsophisticated. In many cases, they are very sophisticated. And we better be careful of a narrative. That narrative is being communicated so broadly, so widely, that it's hard to get our thinking straight today. We just hear the narrative over and over again, and it seeps into our conscious thinking. We start repeating it. I heard Christians yesterday repeating a narrative. The problem is, in many cases, even Christian leaders are not exercising discernment skills, and this is what is deeply needed. Because if we don't have discernment skills, if we don't know what the stakes are, including religious freedom, a strong military, the potential of a run-up of a $20 trillion debt, electing Supreme Court justices that will make past decisions that were anti-Christian, at least in terms of worldview, look like child's play by comparison. Stakes are enormous. And we had best know what the stakes are, because if we are caught unaware, we're going to facilitate further demise. Now, I don't put my hope in political figures. I mean, I was amazed at Donald Trump's spiritual advisor being Paula White. From his ear, from his lips to my ears, I heard it in person. That's a scary thought. So there's a lot of lack of discernment all around. But still, whatever the circumstance, we have to exercise the wisdom of a serpent being gentle as a dove, to quote Scripture. We better know what's going on. This is a time in which we will continue to inform you, because that is the mission of the Christian Research Institute, to equip God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. Equipping is our task. It is our mission. We'll continue to do so, and we will not be politically correct. The stakes are far too high. Not only that, God has given me this platform not to be politically correct, but to stand for truth while there is yet time. And we're asking people all this month, and the month is running out of days, to stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. Without you, I would not have a platform. Without you, the Christian Research Institute could not do what it is doing worldwide. And it's significant. Lives are being changed all over the world. And it's because of the faithfulness of people. You know, millennials get a bad rep, but lots of millennials are supporting this ministry. Just as their forefathers, the war generation, supports this ministry. This is the end of our fiscal year, and we need many of you to step up to the plate and stand with us. You can give in a safe, secure fashion. at equip.org/donate. You can give via the mail. Again, that address, box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can talk to our resource consultants. That number, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. And please, we need many of you to join CRI's monthly support team. When you do, be pleased to send you any one of my books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. Again, check it out, equip.org/donate. But stand with us. If you can't stand with us financially, stand with us prayerfully. If you could do both, please do that and do it before the end of our fiscal year. Right back with answers to your questions.
The award-winning Christian Research Journal is an essential tool for your apologetics arsenal, equipping you in doctrine, defense of the faith, and discernment. Cutting-edge articles in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal include Of Bathroom Bills and Basic Beliefs, as well as Is Gay Christian an Acceptable Identity?, both by Joe Dallas. Other topics include Why Biologists Tend to Make Bad Ethicists, a pro-life response to atheist P.Z. Myers, The Embodiment of Heroism Manifest in Christ, Millennials and Apologetics, and much more. Stand with CRI, and as our thanks for your gift, receive the current issue of the Christian Research Journal. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day, or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. Life and truth are under assault in America in ways that would have been impossible to imagine a few decades ago. Yet Hank Hanegraaff observes the fundamental problem is not pagans doing what comes naturally to fallen human nature. Our culture is in free fall because Christians have failed to think and to live Christianly. Stand with Hank and the Christian Research Institute during June to end the year in fiscal strength and ensure that CRI's arsenal of Bible Answer Man broadcasts, Christian Research Journal articles, e-truths, and other resources remain globally accessible. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing outreaches. As our thanks, we'll rush to you the new issue of the Christian Research Journal, featuring cutting-edge articles including Joe Dallas's Of Bathroom Bills and Basic Beliefs. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. militant secularists are willing to do more for their misguided and morally bankrupt notions than Christians are for a faith that once transformed the world, you don't need to be clairvoyant to imagine the potential outcome. Stem the tide and stand with the Christian Research Institute during the month of June. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, and the testimonies keep pouring in. Here's one that caught my attention today. Thank you for your ministry. Include is a $200 donation to keep the message alive here in St. Louis, Missouri, and wherever your voice is heard. I've learned from the Bible Answer Man broadcast for over 15 years and absolutely love the truth reflected on your shows. Thanks to your ministry, I confidently teach a seventh grade Catholic parish school of religion class. And I now feel I can answer any question that children throw my way, regardless if the question is about God, other faith, cults, etc. So please keep up the good work. It's a pleasure to tune in to your show on my commute home from work. Who would have ever imagined getting stuck in traffic could be so enlightening? Yours in Christ, Barrett. And thank you for that letter, and thanks for all those that make letters like that possible. Again, you can give in a safe, secure fashion as we close out our fiscal year this month, equip.org. Let's go right to the phone lines. First up, Dan Waco, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Hank. I want to thank you for your ministry. I'm relatively new to Christ, and listening to your program has surely answered a lot of questions that I've had. One question that I've got that kind of leads probably into some other questions, but last week Obama said basically that he could not support the term radical Islam, said that it didn't matter who the enemy was, they were still the enemy no matter what you call them. But in this society where we have sanitation engineers instead of trash men and administrative assistants instead of secretaries, isn't that just blatantly throwing it in our face, saying I can say whatever I want? And how has it become so easy in this country to change the minds of almost everybody? Because let's take the gay, lesbian community. That used to be a hidden secret thing, and now it's splashed all over the TV. It's splashed all over everything you see and hear, like you're talking about a cow walking down the street, something as common can be. How does it become so easy for our society to be indoctrinated into new thoughts, new thought processes? I'm missing that. I guess I'm a little bit too old to be changed that quickly, and I don't understand how that can happen.
Well, you know, you get sucked into this, whether you're watching movies or you're watching television or you're just watching ads. For example, as I was going to this event, a conversation with Donald Trump in New York yesterday, I was in a taxi cab, and there's now taxi TV, if you can believe that. And as I was watching taxi TV, of course, there's always ads that run. During the trip into New York from JFK, I saw three ads during just that one taxi cab trip. I mean, it was a while. It took an hour. But three ads on transgenderism. And the ads were powerful. I mean, there are the images of these very, very delightful girls inviting a transgender person into the bathroom. So you have a male or a female, as the narrative goes, trapped in a male's body, and the male is following the girls, in fact, being invited by the girls into the woman's bathroom. The sophistication of the ads, and that is just one of the ads, the sophistication was breathtaking. And you see this over and over again. And you imagine children, you talk about age. But you imagine children that grow up seeing this over and over and over and over again. After a while, if and when they happen to go to church, and they hear someone saying something about transgenderism based on biology and not feelings, what's the first thought that comes into their mind? What's their problem? In other words, the narrative, if you hear it over and over again, and especially in an age of sound bites where people cannot think critically, don't exercise discernment skills, after a while, the narrative becomes your worldview. And that is what is happening. And like other traitor elites, Obama thinks that religious ideology really doesn't matter. He thinks as long as he ignores a religious ideology of our enemies, then they can be won over by the attractions of Western liberal democracy. So he thinks the problem is economic poverty, its lack of education, has nothing to do with ideology. But the truth of the matter is, it has a lot to do with ideology. In fact, I have just been writing about this. You look at the ideology of Muhammad and the four rightly guided caliphs that followed him. You know, the 29-year golden age of Islam that followed Muhammad's death. And then the caliphates that followed. And then you look at Baghdadi and what he is doing today. The mirror images are incredible. In other words, Baghdadi is not doing anything new. He's doing what Islam has done for 1,400 years. Ideology really does matter. Not only that, but we have to recognize something very important. And that is, while Islam is seen as a religion in the Western sanitized sense of the word religion, it's not just that. It is, in addition, an economic, political, social structure that rides on the rails of Sharia. So it's not like other ideologies in the sense that it is purely religious. This is about a system of government. It is about a metrics of laws. It is about a social construct, a political worldview that is all-encompassing. You know, I can't imagine that Obama doesn't know all this, by the way. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I was reading Time, and, you know, the minute you start talking like this, the flip switch goes to, oh, he's a birther. No, I'm not into any of that. But I have a hard time imagining someone who calls himself a Christian speaking in soaring rhetoric about Islam on the one hand and demeaning Christianity on the other hand. Why in the world would you want to be a Christian if you think the Bible and the Christ of Christianity was involved in things that all of us would think are horrifying, and on the other hand speaks of Islam and Muhammad in the most grandiose, reverential tones? I mean, am I drawing a conclusion? Perhaps not. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what to think. I know he's a smart guy. I know he says he's a student of history. So I assume he knows at least as much or more than I do. So I'm left wondering, what in the world is going on? Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to Rob. He's listening in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Bot Radio. Hi.
Hi, I appreciate your ministry, and while I don't agree with everything you say, I don't agree with everything that anybody says, and I agree with a whole lot that you say, so I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You mentioned someone named, I think it was Paula White, and I was wondering if you could give us more information about who she is.
Sure. I wrote about her in a book called Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. She's a self-proclaimed prosperity preacher who feeds faith food to millions around the world. And she's got all kinds of claims. She claims a divine visitation in which God gave her a vision of multitudes of millions of people as far as her eyes could see. And in that vision, every time she opened her mouth and she began to declare the word of the Lord, there was a visible manifestation of the power of God. And she says that souls were saved and the sick were healed and the broken were restored. And conversely, when she was silent, people began to fall into utter darkness. Now, what is the message? Well, the message is God does not want us to live in poverty or lack. He wants us to be prosperous. Those are not my words. Those are Paula White's words. God wants you to have it all. And to have what God has for you requires the sowing of seeds. So for the next 4 months, she says, I'm sowing $68.19 based on Psalm 68:19, that daily God will load me up with benefits. Now, why do I bring up the number? Well, because she uses numbers all the time because there's magic in the numbers. What's the magic? $68.19 times 12 equals $818. And Deuteronomy 8:18 says that God will give you power to get wealth. So if you give $68.19, there's a magic in the numbers. And like other faith teachers, her formula for success involves right words, and that produces right thoughts, and right words and right thoughts create your world. In other words, your words create your world. This is part of Word of Faith theology. Faith is a force, words are the containers of the force. Through the force of faith, one creates their own reality. Well, her justification, she says, if God can create something out of nothing and we are created in His image, then if we can imagine it or image it, then it can be the same for us. We can create our own world. Of course, her own life has not lived up to creating her own world. She bankrupted a church, a mega church, along with her then husband in Florida. And then after that, has gone through, I think, at least two more marriages. I can't keep up with it. And now she started a church in New York and evidently supported in part by Donald Trump. And he considers her to be his spiritual advisor. Classic Word of Faith teachers. And she has proclaimed all kinds of miracles, including seeing the blind receive sight, resurrections from the dead. But as always, the devil is in the details. To date, she has not provided even basics to buttress her boasts. Again, I've written about this in Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, the book available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the web at equip.org. We'll be right back. As always, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265.
As the erosion of truth and hostility against Christians continues to gain momentum, Christians must stand together for life and truth, no matter the cost. Stand together with the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. To make a special gift to CRI, simply call 888-7000-CRI and support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Should people who feel they belong to a particular gender be allowed to use public bathrooms restricted to that gender, even if their birth certificate states they belong to the opposite gender? Through recent legislation, some states are answering yes, while others are answering no. Christians must determine how they should respond to this controversy. Other topics include, is gay Christian an acceptable identity? Why biologists tend to make bad ethicists, and much more. Stand with the Christian Research Institute. And as our thanks for your gift, receive the current issue of the Christian Research Journal. Call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app. Life and truth are under assault in America in ways that would have been impossible to imagine, even a few decades ago. Yet Hank Hanegraaff observes the fundamental problem is not pagans doing what comes naturally to a fallen human nature, but Christians failing to do what comes supernaturally to those with redeemed minds and sanctified wills. Our culture is in freefall because Christians have failed to think and to live Christianly. Make a difference and stand with the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. And now let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. When you give electronically, it saves you time and postage. You can use credit card or a debit card or an electronic funds transfer. I guess it's called an EFT. And again, when you become a CRI support team member, you commit to supporting the Christian Research Institute and its many outreach ministries. With your ongoing support and appreciation, you'll receive a personalized copy of any one of my books. It's as easy as going to equip.org/donate. We've made it easy, but what you do will make a difference, not only for time, but also for eternity. A quick program note, I'm going to stay right here tonight for an extra hour. Once we sign off our live broadcast, continue to take calls. I'll record my answers to your calls and play that on a future edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast when I happen to be traveling. So for the next hour, you can call 888-ASK-HANK. I'll continue taking calls. Back to the phone lines. Monique, listening in Greensboro, North Carolina, WTRU. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Monique.
Hi, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thank you so much for who you are, first of all. It ties into my question. But, you know, it may sound trite, and there's so many things I can hit about calling gay, straight, and creating new different things. But we were originally talking about the terrorist and president and all his stuff. You know, he's been greatly, greatly, greatly deceived somewhere. And it's very disheartening because he's not the only. The Christians that are saying they're Christian, and like you said, really it's the narrative that's responsible for this. Well, acceptance, and people go so far as to even say Jesus taught acceptance and all this ridiculous. You know, what is the strategy? We know that it's written that we're to pray for those in authority, that we could live a peaceful life, and we know where this is going because that's written. But what is the strategy as far as praying? I'm not trying to tie this in because I'm not anywhere near saying this is the same thing, but we know Paul says, you know, he turned, who was that, Alexander, somebody, the cop, no, he did him wrong. Someone he turned over to the enemy so that he would know not to, I think, blaspheme. But my point is, when you have these Christians now that say they're Christian and are not 100% committed to acknowledging the truth of the word, whether they understand it or not, what is the strategy? We know the enemy behind it, but what is the strategy in praying for these that are brothers, quotation, in doing it in love and power? And what can we do knowing what's coming and knowing what's written? What can we do? What is the strategy?
I mean, you look at the war generation and what they did. They were in the midst of horrific events, and yet they saved their money and they gave to Christian organizations. They built hospitals and relief organizations. They made an indelible imprint on the world. So they didn't just pray, although prayer is firing the winning shot. They lived lives that were meant to make a difference, not just for time, but also for eternity. So we have to be practically involved in supporting prayerfully and financially organizations that are making a difference. And then we have to realize that the ultimate way to change a culture is to change the hearts of people. And quite frankly, I fear, and I've said this before, I fear that we have become cultural imitators. We're not cultural initiators, we're cultural imitators. So what we do is parrot what the world is saying because that's where we're getting our information from. Your prologue to your question was very heartening to me, by the way, because I realized immediately that I was talking to someone that knows the Scriptures. You virtually quoted word for word from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I urge then that requests and prayers, intercession, thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and for all those in authority, that we may live peaceable and quiet lives in all godliness, in all holiness, because this is good. It pleases God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So we pray for our leaders, and we do that not grudgingly, but with great sincerity. You know, it's not enough to curse the darkness. We have to build a lighthouse in the midst of the storm. And by the way, there were a lot of other things you said. You mentioned Alexander, and you were talking about Alexander the coppersmith. But I appreciate very much that you know the Word of God, because, look, this is part of the antidote. If you don't know the principles and precepts, and every maxim or principle for successful daily living is encapsulated in the Word, if you don't know that, then you're going to be overwhelmed by a narrative that comes from the world.
But I don't think people understand. That's what is so disheartening, and I've really had to pray for balance and not getting frustrated and just going away, because This is why I cannot say enough. I've never met you personally. I don't know you personally. I wouldn't know your face if I saw it today because I've never actually seen you. I've only heard you. But to stand for the truth, and the truth, I mean, for what else is there but the Word of God? And the thing that befuddles me is not always going back to that. Those that are, you know, talking about this and say they're Christians in these churches and all this other stuff, not going back to the counsel, the full counsel of the Word. I don't understand it other than it's a deception that has fallen on, we can't complain, the world is the world, you know, but, you know, the Christians and those that say that they're in this fight, and I know we don't sit idly by and just pray, we know that we can't, you know, but I'm just befuddled by it, but again, all the more thankful with true thanksgiving that you have such an uncompromising truth and not changing it or altering it. I feel like that is the key thing. I'm halfway answering my own question. You know, the key thing in the strategy to refer to the Word of God, not popular, not offending people, not, you know, and we're not talking about blasting people going, no, you're gay, you're wrong. And that's not the Spirit of God either, to be like that, you know, but to present the truth in love and not think the truth means something that you can handle and call it what you want. And I don't want to go on and on and on, but it's bewildering to me on one hand, and on the other hand, it's deception. That's what deception is. So thank you, and I pray truly from my heart for you. I've spoken with you once before. I pray truly from my heart for you, and I know that God will cover you and continue to strengthen you and give you what you need to keep going, because it's critical, critical, critical. And I pray, if nothing else, people's eyes open to the fact that the truth is critical right now. It's critical. It's critical going forward right now. We can't stop the coming of what's coming, but I know we have a part. And it's so significant what you're doing. It is so significant, and I pray that people's eyes open. If I had $1 million, and I really don't say that frivolously and facetiously and just whatever, I would sew it in a minute, because there's nothing more important other than literally bringing people personally up into a relationship with Christ than standing on a platform like this for the truth. There's just nothing more important. So, you know, if you can help me understand the best strategy, and I need help, really, in not getting very frustrated with this kind of ridiculousness and then not operating like I should, but please. So please continue. I guess all that to say, please continue, and hopefully I will, you know, be able to hear and do what I need to do for my part in this thing.
Thanks, Monique. Yeah. And I didn't mind you going on and on, because, you know, you're saying what I want to say in different words. But look, I mean, the bottom line is that the pagan world is going to exercise its job description. The question is, are we going to be, as we're called to be, ambassadors for Jesus Christ? Let's go back to the phone lines. Again, thanks, Monique. And talk to Steve in Wisconsin, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
As I carefully listened to the opening of your program, I do agree with you on many things, and I look at the level of deception in which Satan has launched on our world. And after careful, you know, after Berean research and careful discernment, I'm wondering if you see what I've been seeing is that the inability to claim the Islamic State for what they are has anything to do with being able to discern the difference between Islamic State and moderate Syrian rebels as being the same people.
Well, they're not the same people, and they're obviously, you know, Islam is not a monolith that's multifaceted. If you travel throughout the Islamic world, as I have, I spoke at the University of Tehran and Alamatabetaba, I met many, many Muslims of all kinds of different persuasions. I mean, they're people. So the one thing, though, that they have in common is that they, to become a Muslim, have to say the Shahada. And the Shahada is proving their allegiance to Allah, the God of Islam, who is no God at all, and Muhammad, who is his apostle. So you have to say the Shahada. And I would say that a modern Muslim has to be a Muslim that doesn't know the life and legacy of Muhammad. I mean, I've studied this very carefully from Islamic sources, not anti-Islamic sources, but from the best pro-Islamic resources, the best credible pro-Islamic resources. And if you study it from the best Muslim biographers, from the best Muslim clerics, from the best Muslim historians, considered credible within the knowledgeable Muslim world, it is a chilling thing to take the sacred name that they believe to be sacred, the name of Muhammad, upon their lips. And how different it is for a Christian, because we swear allegiance to Jesus Christ. We're co-consummators of his kingdom. But the difference between the life and legacy of Christ and that of Muhammad is the distance of infinity. The difference is unimaginable. One is pure and pristine. Told Peter to put away the sword. Muhammad lived by the sword. Much more could be said. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time. Steve, I appreciate your question. Wish I could answer it more fully. I'm writing a book on this, by the way. Hopefully done shortly. I'm going to stay right here as advertised for an extra hour once we sign off in just 28 seconds. And if you're hanging on, be patient. If you're dialing in for the next hour, you can dial 888-ASK-HANK. I'll just keep taking calls for the next hour. I'll record my answers to your questions and play that when I'm having surgery, probably tomorrow. Again, you can call 888-ASK-HANK, 888-275-4265 right now and for the next hour. I'll be taking your calls. In the meantime, continue standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our daily commitment here at CRI is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to order resources or listen to the broadcast online, visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. Of course, you can write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. As the culture shifts toward condoning behaviors it once condemned, so does its language. Yet Christians must resist reframing immorality in positive terms. Is gay Christian an acceptable identity? Other topics include of bathroom bills and basic beliefs, the embodiment of heroism manifest in Christ, thought for food, the genetic fallacy, why accept the Pythagorean theorem, and much more. Stand with CRI during the month of June, and as our thanks for your gift, receive the current issue of the Christian Research Journal. Call 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.